there, I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show. Hello there. Thanks for joining me on this podcast. This is Kathy, and I'm here today to introduce you to a girlfriend of mine, Annie Gaudreault. Annie is a nutritionist, a health coach, an all-around awesome, amazing person, and she founded a company called V, the Health and Wellness. And the reason she did that, she wanted to support the needs of smart and successful individuals at midlife and give them the confidence to do what they want to do with the energy that they need. She's an endurance athlete. She has 12 marathons and 3 Ironman triathlons under her belt today. I'm sure she'll have more and next time I talk to her. And because here's the thing, Annie lives what she preaches. She's a regular speaker to the media, corporations, and lifestyle organizations on various topics of health. She is an expert of all things health, wellness, balance, fitness. So let's get in there, and I'd love to introduce you to Annie. Hi, everyone. I'm back, and I'm with my girlfriend, Annie, and we're here to chit-chat today about midlife and all the stuff that comes around that as women. So hi, Annie. Thanks for joining me.
Amazing to be back here.
I know. I love it. I love having girlfriends on my show. So let's talk about women and midlife. But let's back up because they don't know you as well as I know you. So let's talk a little bit about you, Annie. Why are you here? How did you become health and fitness triathlete and all the stuff that you are? Tell me your backstory.
Yeah. Well, the very short version is that, you know, like a lot of people, I had my first career and I was a brand consultant. I was an endurance athlete. I was mostly marathoning back then. And I started to coach. I was asked to coach marathon, like women that had never run, like even like to the corner and back. And, you know, for their first marathon, and I fell in love with that whole coaching thing. I had no idea that it existed. And what was amazing, Kathy, is the transformation that happened with these women, right? Because we took them literally from the couch to the finish line of a marathon.
Wow. That's results that you can feel viscerally, right? And see.
Totally. Yeah. And the transformation that happens is often, you know, the bigger transformation is not what happens in terms of your body, but it happens to your mindset, right? And most of these women were not in their 20s. We're talking, you know, late 30s, 40s, 50s. And that's when I got this like, OMG, I love this. So, you know, it took many years for me to find out how I could really transition. But then I went and got my degree. And then it took me a few years to get that done, launched my company, and I decided to really focus on these women at midlife because they are, you know, there's so much need and there's so little resources for women out there. So Absolutely. That's me in a nutshell.
Oh, that's great. Have you been running your whole life? Like, did you grow up running? Have you always wanted to run?
No. I started actually because I was really stressed in my career. And I needed something that I could do that was not dependent on, you know, a rigid schedule. So I could run early in the morning, I could run late at night. And I discovered that, you know, long distance was actually kind of fun. It was good for my head. And it still is to this day, it's a big, big therapy form.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good for my head. I really benefit from, you know, just that time alone. I run in nature if I can. And that's also really good for, you know, de-stressing. And of course, now that I work in this world, I know how valuable it is. So yeah, I was not a gifted person. Like anybody thinking now that I must have been so gifted, like I was never a really gifted, you know, sports person, activity and all that. Not at all. Yeah, I really was not.
Wow. I always thought you were, because, triathlete and all this stuff that you're doing.
Yeah,
Impressive.
no, not at all, not at all. Very, very average.
Wow. Well, you're not average anymore, girl, my friend. Not at all. So let's talk about women as we reach a certain age. What do you see happening? And I mean, we all have different things that happen, but what do you see most common?
Two big things, actually. One is that we don't realize that perimenopause happens. And it can be a long phase of in a woman's life where, hormones are even more disruptive than usual, and they're all over the place, and it really takes a toll on us. So what I see are a lot of women thinking, something must be wrong with me. My digestion is off. Something must be wrong with me. I'm gaining weight. Something is must be wrong with me. I've got joint pain, right? And on top of like anxiety, depression, mental health stuff. So a lot of weird symptoms that are disconnected in our head from, but that cannot be menopause, right? But they are textbook symptoms of perimenopause and menopause. So a lot of women suffering for nothing, right?
Not knowing, not knowing. So, for those listening out there, what is perimenopause?
Yeah, so it is the phase that precedes basically not having 12 mixed consecutive periods. And it can be on average, Kathy, get this, 7 to 10 years. Exactly. And nobody tells us that. Our GPs don't tell us that. Our OBGYN don't tell us that.
Yeah.
And certainly our mothers were not educated. The doctors, this is not mandatory, education for them. So
Right.
you've got the blind leading the blind, it's a mess. So you've got a lot of women that are suffering needlessly or are being prescribed medications for things that should be solved very differently. And that's the
Yes.
really important thing here to point out.
Yeah, hormones. Yeah, my mother was a victim of that. Yeah, just plump some hormones in there and everything's going to be fine. Yeah, not really. I don't think. Wow, 7 to 10 years. I do have had some girlfriends, that have been feeling a little bit wonky for a long time when I wish it would just be over. I think I only went psycho. I was looking forward to hot flashes because I'm always cold, but never had those. But I did go a little bit psycho. And so my husband gave me some drops that helped me a lot. And he would know the days that I didn't do my drops, little homeopathic stuff. Say, you didn't do your drops today. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. I did not.
Guilty, yes.
Guilty as charged. So, what type of advice do you give women that are going through this that they might really know what's going on, or maybe they do know what's going on and they're just looking for help?
Yeah. First of all, yes, do your homework because before you go and see your GP, right, your physician or so on, or if you're lucky enough to have a functional doctor, have it all recorded. Make sure that you know exactly what you're experiencing, the frequency, when is this happening, right? Because you do need to arm yourself with all of that data so that you can get properly, supported. We also know so much more now about menopause hormone therapy than we did back then. There's many, many more forms to support women, right? So find somebody who's been educated, and there's an amazing body called the Menopause Society, and you can search who has been trained by them, and that makes a world of difference. First of all, you're not going to be dismissed, right? It's not all in your head type of thing, right? You're actually going to get some support. So that's the first step. The other thing is, midlife and peri and menopause, they're an invitation for us to look at what we're doing and make some changes because our bodies are changing. So it's
Absolutely.
really, really important to, start to take care of ourselves. And it's tough because women are the givers, right? And often, if there's also children, you are last on the list. So I, this is a tough one in my practice. I see the resistance that women have, right? They're like, but I'm so busy and then I've got this and I've got that. And I'm like, You need to make time for yourself. This has got to become a non-negotiable. So putting yourself first, it's, I know it's easy to say, hard to do, but it's a practice, and I know women can get there.
And I think it's great sage advice to write down when these things are happening to you. When are they? Late, early, what day, every day, some days? Because that's what they do. They ask you, well, what were you? And sometimes when they said, when was your last period? I'd have to say,
Exactly.
They're going to ask you these things for sure.
Yes, track it. And even I always say to women, like, put yourself a little scale from 1 to 10. And then, like, what was it today? It was a 5 out of 10. Okay, tomorrow, you know, but be something else. So really track it like that. It's going to really be helpful.
Yeah, be armed with the information. And talk about functional. You said if they're lucky enough to find a functional doctor, what does that mean?
Yeah, so these are doctors who have been trained differently. It's a blend of Western and Eastern medicine, in the sense that they're so much more focused, excuse me, on root causes.
And the whole, right?
Exactly, right? So it's the root cause, what is happening, right? They understand that the brain, the heart, the body, everything is connected. So it's a multi-pronged approach. And they're so much more open-minded to looking at a treatment plan that is multi-layered. It's not just, oh, you need an antacid, you know.
Right. Take the pill.
Exactly. There's so much more in their approach. And sometimes some people need pills. That's not to say that they don't. But it's usually we need to look at, okay, we may need that pill. And then what else do we need to modify? What do we need to address, right? Food-wise, supplement-wise, movement-wise, right? So they really look at the total approach. And that's how women are going to get ahead, especially at midlife.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I meant like, you know, just take the pill because that's all they do. But because we're also individualized, that I think that we all need maybe the pill and then this and then this. And then how about this too? And let's make it a whole package for ourselves. Yeah. So I like the idea of a functional doctor. That's something that maybe some of you haven't heard of out there, but check that out. If you haven't heard the term and you don't have one, it's highly recommended. Definitely.
Yeah, and you can usually search through a database that is geographical, so that you can look for one for, you know, your area that you reside in.
Yeah. So tell me a story. Tell me a story about one of your clients, other than the one who, you know, didn't want to go anywhere. Got her off the couch, or she was already off the couch. I don't know. Give me a story.
Yes. One of my favorite story is from this woman who came to see me. She was a leadership coach, had 4 kids. One was already, you know, had left the nest already in university or post graduate level. But she really felt like she was languishing, right? It was like, my energy is down. A lot of women will relate to this because that's such a common symptom. Kind of lost your mojo, right? And the weight was there. She'd had some back issues, although that was getting better. And as we worked together, what was really interesting, Kathy, is, you know, like slowly things were coming back. And it takes time, right? You need a lot of patience and grace as you work through these things, right?
Yeah.
And when we finished working together, she had lost like 20 pounds. But more importantly, what she said was, I had almost given up on myself. Every time I tell this story, I get goosebumps. Because this is what happens, right? We start to have these symptoms, and then there's a bit of a domino effect with the body, right?
Right. Yeah.
So we have less energy, then we don't want to take care of ourselves, then we don't exercise as much, then we don't do as nice things for ourselves. And then it's mind, body, spirit, like it unravels pretty quickly. And women give up on themselves, right? On what brings them joy, what, you know, makes them feel alive. So I love this story because, and it was not instant, right? It was not an overnight, like, woo, you know, 2 weeks later, everything was fine. Like, it was not that at all, right? This was about 8 months of work.
Mm-hmm.
And
what were you doing together? What do you guys do? What
yes.
was the protocol?
So this was part of a group program that she was in. And, you know, we touched on all of the elements of health. So we taught on nutrition, what supplements might be helpful for what, being consistent around movement and the different types of movement that actually suit us now, right? Then looking at, to your point before, the whole person. So it's like, what about rest and rejuvenation? What about nourishing your soul? What are the things that you're doing there? So every week we met like that and, you know, got the nice consistency. And it's literally, you know, one step, you know, in front of the other that eventually really makes a big difference.
That's fantastic. So you have group coaching and you have individualized coaching. Is that true?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. So you can see Annie all different types of ways.
Yes. And it's all virtual. So it doesn't matter where you are.
Love it. Love it. You don't have to be in Canada with you, which
no.
I love the fact that we're just right here together.
I love the fact that we can serve more people this way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So talk to me about one of your valleys. Like what happened that kind of threw you off your mojo, or as you were growing your business or launching, or, you know, what, because we all go through it.
Oh. So
what's an instance for you that made you feel kind of a little bit down on it?
You know, I had a business before this one when I had my previous career, and I had a really, really robust network, right? So I thought, it's all good. I'm going to launch my new business. I have great relationships, right? I'm going to go to people and all that. And it was amazing, like the crickets that I got, like so many people that I thought were going to be advocates or, you know, give me a little bit of a leg up and help me out. Because you have to imagine, I was changing hats completely, right? I was like,
right,
you know, B2B business before. I went to a B2C model. It was obviously a complete new focus. But I thought, oh my God, I have worked with these people for so long, and I've proven that my values, my character, right? But it was really, really sobering. It was really tough.
Yeah, you know, I think people don't understand. And I think your modality, like my modality, is some people don't really want to say that they need it, or they don't feel that they need it, or they're not going to speak it out loud. So
right.
Then, you know, they don't know. And those particular people might not know how to refer you, or the people that you're asking to refer to their people, they don't necessarily want to say, hey, maybe you need to get healthier, maybe you need to get organized. So, I mean, it's hard to tell people that, right? People have to kind of come into their own. But how did you overcome that? What did you do to launch further when your kind of your network kind of fell away?
Well, I think that there's a little bit of like, and you will know this very well for being having a business, is you do need grit. And that grit is basically just determination, right? You need to push through even when, you know, your ego is hurt, even when things are not going well. That's, you know, like the consistency in health is the same for business, right? Like, even though I don't feel like, oh my God, you know, these 20 sales calls that I should be doing today and it didn't yield anything, and you think it did not yield anything, but it's not true, right? You still made progress.
Yeah.
Right? You got better at calls. You developed thicker skin. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that the sheer grit has been, you know, the one thing. And this is where Ironman experience and long distance endurance sports come in handy, because I'm good at suffering. I can suffer for a long time, my friend.
That's hilarious. Yeah. And it's true. Like, you could, you know, just punch me again. I'm cool. I can take it, you know, because I've done this before. Been there, done there. No, it doesn't kill me. Makes me feel,
You know that there is a reward to the, to eventually.
Yes.
Eventually. Right. So I think that that's always been my default. And sometimes I also will say, like, if I can do an Ironman, I can do 20 calls. Because 20 calls is a lot easier than doing that friggin' thing.
I'm so impressed that you have done that. This is so cool.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it brings you some perspective. And as we all know, in business, you need a lot of perspective. You need a lot of sense of humor, right? Yeah. And you cannot take things too personal.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can't. It's never about you anyhow. I mean, thank goodness I learned that a long time ago. Like, it's never about me. It's always about them. And anybody who's listening out there, it's never about you. It's always about them, whatever they're coming up with, right? Yeah. Even if they're accolading you, they're really, you know, it's kind of about them too. So that's the beauty of having that knowledge, I'll tell you. So, okay, I have to ask you this. So what's your favorite organizing hack for your business now that you're running a gangbusters business and you're keeping yourself in line?
I would say that my CRM is the most important tool.
And what are you using?
So we're using two, actually. Use Less Annoying. CRM.com.
Yeah.
Anybody here that wants a basic CRM tool, that's a great one. Yeah. Because I admittedly, I am not the most techie person whatsoever. And I hate learning these big complex tools, but we also use, not me, but a person on my team uses Go High Level to have everything automated, especially for our events and things like that.
Right.
Do I use it? No, but they do.
Okay. So you haven't incorporated Less Annoying into Go High Level yet. That's where I'm at right now.
They are talking to each other. Yes.
Yeah.
So yep. As you know, people signed up for one thing, it goes into the other,
right.
Because of course, you know, Less Annoying is basic, right?
Yeah, very basic.
And it's not a tool for marketing and so on, but it's a great tool for keeping my people organized and for me to keep track. But as we all know, being organized in business is critical because people expect you to have your shit together.
Right? Yeah. If you don't, it reflects very badly on what type of a business am I getting involved with, right?
Absolutely, right? They want to know that they can trust you, and everything that you do reflects on even the health coaching, right? So do you have your everything seamless for them, right? Mm-hmm. Is it secure for them to pay through your links, right? All of those things really matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to be not liable for confidentiality and all of these things, right? So I tend to be like, well, I will pay a little bit more, but now I know that this will be safer for my clients, and that's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we're using similar platforms, and of course, Less Annoying is what we both started with, and
yes,
it works very well. I'm working on trying to integrate it into High Level and Go to One. So I'm going to see if I can get my notes and all the stuff that I need in there. That's my journey currently, but yeah, it's a good platform. Both are very good platforms for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, and. As much as anybody is listening and is resisting, you benefit so much from at least having a basic platform to begin with.
Yeah, you've got to have a CRM, customer relationship manager, guys out there. Get yourself one. Less Annoying is only $15 a month, so whoopee, right?
Yes, and they're kind. You call, they help you.
They're there. They answer the phone. They actually
answer
the next day. Yeah.
Tell me what company does that now? Nobody.
Nobody. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah. So definitely, definitely. It keeps you sane because business, you cannot be wasting your time in the weeds, right? Like it's not enough hours in a day. So.
Right. Yeah. Got to make those calls. Got to make that stuff happen. Get those gigs.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love it. Okay. So what do we want to talk about? Have I missed anything that you really wanted to discuss here during this time?
Well, I would say that if there's any woman that is out there kind of going, okay, I'm so confused about all this stuff. and all this midlife health things, and I'm not even sure if this is what I'm experiencing and all that, right? Like, we're going to have a menopause summit
Yes, the
at the
summit.
end of September, right? September 23rd, 24th, 25th. It will be online. There will be a minimal fee, like very minimal, just like a token fee to attend. Myself, I will be leading it, but I will also have incredible speakers that are expert in other modalities, like sleep, for example, right? Like modalities, we will have a functional doctor who's going to be talking about hormones, what it is, what it isn't. Like we will have incredible people that will be providing incredible fit, information and real practical applications, so that women feel more empowered through this time of life. And it will be applicable to anybody that is like at the beginning of their journey to, okay, I think I'm menopausal, what now? Right. So anybody on that journey.
Yeah, I love that. So the Menopause Summit, I will put the not the link unless we have it. I'll put definitely the dates in the bottom, and then please connect with Annie. And Annie, you probably are going to give them something. You have a free gift for them today, and that's another way that she's going to stay in touch with you in case you want to get into the Menopause Summit. And let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so what we know in North America is that menopause brings some very nasty, unwanted gain, Kathy. Like there's the weight gain is on average 10 pounds and then some. So we've developed a great tool for women. I call it how to lose 10 pounds without a painful diet. And because I'm not somebody who subscribes to the latest fad stuff. So this is a science, evidence-based, great, great tool for women to just start integrating some of those principles.
Awesome. So, how to lose weight without being in pain. I love that. And I know that you like to eat out as much as I like to eat out, and we can still be balanced and do that. Yes.
Absolutely, right? Not depriving ourselves, not being on some cabbage diet, none of that. Like, remember that? Like, I think that was the 90s or the 80s. Oh
Yeah,
my
the cabbage
God.
diet. And then I was watching a show last night. They were talking about leek
Yes.
soup to lose weight, which, I don't know, but
So we're not doing that to women anymore. We want some good, solid, balanced information. So it's a really, really great, easy guide for women. And usually what we see from it is a pound to a pound and a half of weight loss per week. So it works.
Nice. That's awesome. Okay, make sure to download that, girls out there listening. Even if you're not peri or post or whatever, I'm sure it's good for everybody.
Absolutely.
And even if you're not a woman, it's probably good for everybody too, if you're a guy out there listening. So this has been great. Any last final closing remarks that you would like to say?
I'd love to just share with women that what my observation of doing this for almost 10 years now, that, the best is yet to come. And I really mean it. Because we get at this beautiful age where everything comes together, Kathy, right? Your own wisdom, you understand who you are, you have better boundaries. Right? You don't waste time on stupid stuff that doesn't matter anymore, right? You really are, so much more comfortable with who you are as a person, right? This is such an incredible time. It can be the most rewarding time in a woman's life. Absolutely, for sure.
I agree. I agree. So if you're feeling down and out, just keep that in mind and do something, make little baby steps towards improving whatever area you think you need improving in, and it will get better. I agree. I love being older now than younger, for sure. Enjoying it.
Oh, me too. Yeah, getting older is such a privilege. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but it is a privilege. And we now have an opportunity to do things and serve the world in the way that we want. Like, there's nothing more rewarding.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want and not even worry about what other people think. That's the beauty, I think, of, you know, that's another view. It's like, we know enough to know that it doesn't matter. And back to this, it's not about us anyhow. Exactly. We do what we want to do and feel good about it.
Yes, the best feeling in the world.
That's fantastic. Oh, I love speaking with you. I love you, girlfriend. So Likewise. Good to have you. Definitely check the show notes, sign up for Annie's free, you know, let's lose some weight, and then join her on the summit in September, which will be right around the corner. And we'll see you all then. Thanks, Annie, so much. It's good to see you.
Likewise. Thank you so much, my friend.
Absolutely. Until next week, you guys, make sure to like this podcast, love this podcast, give me a comment, give me some love for my podcast, share the news. If you enjoy it, please pass it forward, play it forward, and something will come back around to you. So until next week, gang, we'll see you then. Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.